Welcome to the Abide Daily Podcast from Ecclesia the Church in Salt Lake City, a time led by our pastors and others in our church to abide in God through prayer, reflection, and the reading of His Word together.
Hey, this is Garrett, and I am excited to be with you today. As we begin our prayer and reading today, let's start off by taking a moment to pause, be still, and to be aware of God's presence with us. Let us take a moment to share with the Lord where we're at, what we're thinking and feeling, as well as thank Him for all that He's done, is doing, and will do. A prayer for resurrection hope. Lord God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, triumphed over the powers of death and prepared us for our place in the New Jerusalem, grant that we, who have this day given thanks for His resurrection, may praise You in the city of which He is the light, and where He lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Father, as I read Your words in Scripture, I ask that Your Holy Spirit would lead me and give me understanding. Lord, I ask that You would draw near and meet with me and my friends listening today, and lead me into Your kingdom today. Today we're going to be reading Psalm 123. To You I lift my eyes, O You who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of the maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till He has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us. For we have had more than enough contempt. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at ease, of the contempt of the proud. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, what a great reminder, encouragement, and exhortation this short psalm is for us today. As I record this podcast, I know that this is the day after the election, but obviously I'm a couple days out and I don't know the outcome of the election, possibly the fallout that we have already seen from it, or anything else. I don't know if Trump won or Biden won, or possibly Kanye surprised us all and is now the president of the United States. But I think it's a good way to enter into this podcast today, not knowing, because the truth remains the same. What this psalm encourages us to do today is to lift our eyes to God who is enthroned in the heavens and to plead for His mercy until He should have mercy on us, regardless of our situation or our station. Here in this short prayer, we see the psalmist has had contempt or been scorned by others, and he completely and continuously pleads for mercy. What I'm encouraged to remember most from this text is that our God is enthroned in heaven. That the one that we get to pray to and plead to and cry to is enthroned in heaven above all things. That's good news for us today. And if you are in Christ Jesus, you have access to the glorious enthroned Lord of all. And He hears you. In reality, I think a lot of us may know this, that our God is above all and enthroned above all, But in the midst of a trying season, a global pandemic, polarizing politics, social injustice, and more, we forget who was on the throne. We may look to political candidates, social activists, or others instead of the King who is enthroned in heaven and relying on his word. And I'm not saying that those things are inherently bad, but when our trust is in them alone and we only look to them, we've missed it. We've missed out on true hope and joy in somebody who can bring those things, the one who can save us. Beyond our current cultural moment, we have our own personal struggles and battles that we're facing. We look to substances, self-help books, and other vices to free us, rather than turning our eyes to the King who once again is enthroned in heaven and on his word. So as I close today, if this is you, don't be defeated, don't be crushed, and don't give in to the lies of the enemy. You are not alone, but have a Father who is enthroned in heaven, who loves you and who cares for you and who knows you and knows your every need and wants to have mercy on and deliver you. Are you looking to him today, or are you looking elsewhere? That's my question for you. Are you looking to the God enthroned in heaven, or are you looking elsewhere? Father, just as the psalmist prays, have mercy on us. Father, forgive us to when we look to lesser things to give us hope, to give us life, to give us freedom, to bring us through trying seasons. Father, would we only look to you? And God, would you be so gracious to us that when we do, not if, but when we do look elsewhere, that you would be so kind to us by your Holy Spirit to have us lift our eyes, to lift our heads to the hills where our help comes from, to the Lord, to you, Lord, who is enthroned in heaven. Father, would our gaze and our eyes be completely fixed on you today? God, we love you and praise you. And we ask that through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom would come.